Shalom Aleichem, a very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Gimel, Sanhedrin 113, the final daf in Sanhedrin. Pagination is 225. The Gemara until this point was largely dealing with the explanation of the Mishnah regarding Ir Anidachas, a city that is a Jewish city, but it's so devoid of Torah and so rampant in idol worship. According to one explanation, it doesn't even have a single mezuzah. And it's so far gone that the description of the Torah procedure is that all of the belongings get gathered and burnt, and the city is destroyed. Lo sibane od, it will never be rebuilt again. And the Gemara does a connection regarding the city of Jericho, even though the whole situation is different, but it also had a very serious rule imposed upon it, regarding it, that it cannot be rebuilt, and that likewise a city in its name cannot be rebuilt. There should be no memorial of Jericho. As the Malbim explains, the focus over here is that the miracle of Jericho, that the Jewish people entered this land that was considered unconquerable, and miraculously the walls came tumbling down, and they were able to conquer it, and it became apparent that if Hashem wants it, they are totally vulnerable. And that should never be undone. It should remain forever as a memorial to that great moment. So the Pasuk says, we're starting about a third of the way down from the top at the end of a line, regarding the city of Jericho, Vayashba Yehoshua Bo'esa Hilemar, and Yehoshua caused an oath. He adjured. He caused an oath on that moment. And he said, Arara ish lefnei Hashem, it shall be cursed, the person, asher yakum uvana esoir hazos, who arises and rebuilds the city, as Yericho, bevichoro yiyostena, with the death of his firstborn, he'll lay its foundation, uvetziiro yatziv deloseha, and with his youngest, he will put its doors up, the finishing touch to the city. That's the described as an oath. It's a curse on anybody who's going to rebuild Jericho. Tanya, we learned, Lo Jericho al Shemir Acheres, you're not allowed to rebuild the city of Jericho with a different name. V'lo Ir Acheres al Shem Jericho, you're not allowed to build a different city with the name of Jericho. There should be no memorial for Jericho. Hashem's miracle here is definitive and the last chapter on this topic. Dichsiv, and the Pasuk says in the book of Malachim, years later, that indeed, Bana Chiel, there's a person, Chiel, who decided to build. And what happened was, Ba'aviram Bechoro Yisda, we have the name of his firstborn, who died at the time that he laid the foundation, Ufisiguv Tziiro Itziv de la Seha, and when he put up the walls, the doors, his youngest son died, and the children in the interim died during the process. The Pasuk there says at the end of Tes Zayin in Malachim Aleph, Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibar B'yad Yehoshua Ben Nun, as Hashem spoke through Yehoshua Ben Nun, that's exactly what happened. So, that's the basic about Jericho, but there's a story that unfolds as a result. We drop down a few lines, still at the end of a line. You'll note, by the way, that this is an unusual layout for a daf. The left side is the Gemara, the right side is Rashi. Rashi is the inner commentary, and it's like that here as well, but it's just a different layout. Achov Shoshvine Yahve. Achav was a good friend of this Chiel, who was in charge of the building. It was his project. And Achav was a friend of his. Asa Iuve Eliyo Lemisho Bishlama Beitamya. So Achav, who was the wicked king, and Eliyo, who was the Navi, both came to the Beis Ha'evel, to the Shiva house. Yosef v'Ka'amar, they had a discussion. Dilma kimilit Yoshua chilat lo yiricho Hashem iracheres v'lo iracheres Hashem yiricho. Chiel wasn't rebuilding Yericho. He built a different city on the name of Yericho. And as he's contemplating what happened and the death of his children, so he thinks to himself, maybe the curse included, as we explained, even a different city if it's done with that name. Amale Eliyahu in. Eliyahu said, yes, that's correct. Even a different city under the name Yericho. Amale, he said, Hashta Livtasa de Moshe Loka Mekaima. The curse that was given through Moshe is not being fulfilled. Dichsiv, in the second parsha of Shema, Vesartem Va'avadtem, you're going to stray and worship other idols. Uksiv V'charaf Hashem Bochem V'yatzaras Hashemayim, and the heavens will be stopped up and it will not rain. V'ahu Gavra Ukim Le Avodas Gochavim Kol Telem V'telem, and Achav has instituted Avodas Kochavim everywhere. Veloshavik le mitra demezel miskedle. And we are so blessed with rain that the rain is causing things to be muddy and swampy so that we can't worship the idols. Now, this is a very odd argument. It's really a reflection of Hashem's benevolence. And you could imagine a creative teacher or parent has a way of getting things stopped in a way that takes control in a benevolent way without creating a showdown. Achav has a complaint that Moshe's curse that the rain should stop because of Avodah Zarah isn't happening. He's introduced Avodah Zarah to such an extent, and it's still raining. Not only is it raining, but it's raining so much, he noticed that it's hard to serve the Avodah Zarah, which, I mean, it's not for us to comment, but in an expression, it's pure genius. Hashem loves his people. He wants to stop them from serving Avodah Zarah, so he's finding ways. It's rainy, it's muddy. He's stopping them from serving Avodah Zarah. And Achav is using it as a tool against Hashem. You see, the curse of the Torah is not being fulfilled against us. Levatasa to Yehoshua Talmid Mekaima. It doesn't make sense that the curse of Yehoshua, the student of Moshe, should be fulfilled. So Achav turns it into a Chilul Hashem. Miad, and therefore the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin in Malachim Aleph, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitosh VeGilad, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I'm making it an oath, I'm taking responsibility that we're going to impose the retribution of Moshe, described by Moshe, and yet Alumata, there's not going to be dew and there's not going to be rain until I say so. Boi Rachme, and Elio indeed davened and asked for Havule Aklida de Mitra. He was granted the key to rain, Vikamva Ozal, and he got up and he left. No one should pressure him. It's not going to rain because there's Avodah Zarah, and the statement of Moshe needs to be fulfilled because of the Chilul Hashem that Achav created. Eventually, Hashem gives instruction and orchestrates things that Eliyahu should come back and there would be rain. The theme that we finished off Masechta Sanhedrin with was the topic of Ir HaNidachas, this wayward city that, in theory, if it would happen, would have to be destroyed. And it certainly leaves people uncomfortable to destroy a city. And the Gemara in Amud Beis tells us, Ba'avod Rishayim Rina, when wickedness, what would have led more people astray even, is finally destroyed, there's joy, because the wickedness has been destroyed. And this is a sensitivity that has to be appreciated. We're trained, correctly so, not to be violent, to always be benevolent, but sometimes when a person encounters wickedness, so we understand that a police officer may have to use force to subdue a criminal. The army may have to go and take care of certain business. And similarly, that's the story with this Ir HaNidachas, and in a very intense way. You're not allowed to keep any of the booty. It all has to be destroyed. Perhaps one reason is that we should do it l'shem shamayim, not to conquer the city in any way. But the reason that's given is that there should be no remembrance. It should be totally destroyed. And that was similar in Yericho, but for a different reason. It should be destroyed and not rebuilt in a way that that moment in time when justice or divine decision was done should remain the end-all, the picture that's to be remembered. The final words of the Masechta, Tzadik bala olam, but in contrast, when there's a righteous person who comes to the world, Tova ba'a le'olam, goodness comes to the world, Shene'emar, and the Gemara cites the example of Noach, when a righteous person comes to the world, there's goodness. Hadron Aloch Kol Yisrael, we daven for the opportunity to learn this perek and the entire Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.